Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Mike Williams on the call.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Who was that?
This is Amanda O'Neill.
Oh, how are you? Welcome to the call. Oh, Amanda. I know Amanda.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the call.
Yes, yes. This is your cousin, Tasha.
Tasha's on the call. Oh, my God. Welcome to the call. We getting people calling from everywhere. That's what's up.
Hi.
So we got a lot of newcomers today, huh?
Hi, Becky's on
yeah.
the call.
Hey, Becky, welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Who else is out there?
Hi, it's Allison.
What's up? That's that Manuel out here in the background?
You already know.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. All right, cool. I logged in a little early today. I'm always like a minute late, right, with the recording. So I'm like, let me get here a little early today. Oh, man. For those who are new to the call, you know, this call is about building, you know, it's been a little over a week, and we pretty much been trying to figure out the direction of the call. I just been jumping on the call, myself and my partner, JR, to just kind of, we just been kind of flowing from our core influence, you know, just naturally talking and sharing experiences and just sharing information that, you know, we've been getting over the years about mindset training and just developing yourself to actually, you know, be an entrepreneur or to actually be someone that's taking control of their own circumstances. Like we talked about yesterday, you have to have the right mentality in order to move forward in anything, right, to go through any circumstances. I know some people on the call today that have been through a lot in life, and they're still here. And that takes a certain type of mentality. That takes a certain type of person to just keep pressing forward and getting things done no matter the circumstances. There's some young ladies on the call, today that got children. And they got children at work. They're growing a business on the side. They're doing a lot. That takes a certain mentality. But what the difference is, we have to start having some mental shifts that's going to take us from point A to point B. You know, we can just continue to go through the motions and just getting through. But do we just want to break through and get to, you know, and get to that place, right? To get to that place where you're just like, wow, this feels good. I don't have a worry in the world. Or, you know what, if something else comes up, you know what, I know how to deal with that, no problem. So, you know, I came up with a mission statement today. You know, you guys can chime in and tell me if it's dope or not, but I said we're building the greatest community of entrepreneurs developing the mindset to win. So I thought that was a dope mission statement. That pretty much sums it all up of what we're doing here on the call. Maybe you're not an entrepreneur, but, you know, if you're running, I don't know if you guys can hear that. I'm outside. That's like the 12 o'clock alarm. I apologize. But if you're not necessarily an entrepreneur yet, but just running your life and running it efficiently, you know, it's going to take a mentality of an entrepreneur to do it and get through your circumstances to keep growing and making things happen. The call, like I said, is normally just me sharing information and sharing stories, but today I'm gonna structure it up a little different because you guys got a 2-day break. So, you know, a lot can happen in 2 days. A lot can go down on Saturday and Sunday to kind of get you in a, to get you down a little bit. So I'm gonna actually read a couple of pages of a book called The Secret of the Millionaire Mind. I'm gonna read a couple of pages, and it pointed out some real dope things to me yesterday that I thought I needed to share with everybody about complaining, blaming. And what was the last thing? Oh, my God, I can't remember it. About complaining, blaming, and being a victim. All right, so I'm going to definitely read a few pages of that and get you guys going for the weekend. Anybody, if you haven't stated your name or where you're calling from, you can do it now. You can state your name and where you're calling from.
Dion from Minnesota.
Oh, welcome to the call. Calling from
Thank
Minnesota.
You.
Wow. So it's a little early there, right?
It's 11 here, so it's not that early.
Oh, not that bad. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the call. First time on the call?
No. I've been listening for a while. I didn't listen the last couple of days. I was busy, but I'm going to try to start listening every day. So.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Anybody else, if you haven't stated your name, where you're calling from, you can do so. If anybody.
Carla from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Who's from New Jersey?
The Carla Starla.
Oh, hey, what's up, Carla? Welcome to the call. If you had some type of breakthrough or shift that happened in the, you know, last couple of days, if you wanted to share it real quick, you know, try to keep it minute and a minute and a half. If you wanted to share a story, you can do so. I'll open the line for a few minutes for anybody for any type of testimonials or something that you've been able to break through or something that you just got through and you're still here, you can share that. And then after that, we'll go right into the call. So I'll open the floor real fast.
Hi, it's Becky here.
Yep.
And
go ahead, Becky.
I had a breakthrough.
All right. Tell us.
Well, as you know, Mike, I've been slogging my way through this whole new world of internet and learning the computer and programs and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to, I saw a video from Keter. He was doing a video on value. And it dawned on me that I guess I was choosing to hang out in that I don't know anything mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And after I saw Keter's video, I went on with my day, and then all of a sudden it hit me. I do have value because I do understand things now.
Mm-hmm.
So I then decided to do a training tutorial on how to do internet marketing.
Nice.
So that's what I'm in the process of, and that was my breakthrough.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, and I love that, huh?
And thank you for your help, too.
Oh, no problem. And that one little step that she's taking right now, too, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're in business, you're in a situation where you feel like you don't know as much as you think you know, you really got to, you know, take some inventory of, you know, the things that you've learned in the past and the things that you've learned recently. Like, you do know enough to share some information with somebody else to help them just a little bit. And just sharing something with somebody else, you build a connection, you build a relationship there, and you might have a future business partner or whatever the case may be, a new relationship, you got something there. So, you know, definitely take inventory and really understand that you have a lot of value and you need to share with the marketplace. So we're going to go into the wealth file number one. So I'm going to read a little bit of this. This is The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. If you don't have it, you should pick it up. It's this inexpensive book. I think it's like 10 bucks. You can read it in like a few days or a week. And we're going to go over the wealth file number one. Okay, it says, rich people believe I create my life. Poor people believe life happens to me. And he goes and he starts to say, if you want to create wealth, it is imperative that you believe that you are at the steering wheel of your life, especially your financial life. If you don't believe this, then you most inherently believe that you have little or no control over your life, and therefore you have little or no control over your financial success. This is not a rich attitude, okay? So that's very simplistic. You know, do you believe in yourself to make things happen? Do you know, you're one of those people that said, I'm just hanging in there. Things are just happening, you know, same old, right? Just going with the, you know, just going with the flow instead of creating exactly what you want. But I think a lot of people, you know, they can't look past the fact that they can create what they want out of life because they really don't know what they want. They haven't taken the time to sit down and say, you know, what do I want out of life? And then ask themselves, how am I going to get it? And then ask themselves what changes I'm going to make to get it. Because where you are right now, I mean, those who come to the call every week, I say it all the time, where you are right now is based on all the decisions that you've made in the past up until today. So your finances are there because of you. Nobody else's blame but yours, okay? And that actually takes us into the first victim clue number one, blame. He says, when it comes to why they're not rich, most victims are professionals at the blame game. The object of this game is to see how many people and circumstances you can point the finger at without ever looking at yourself. It's fun for victims, at least, right? Unfortunately, it's not such a blast for anyone else who is unlucky enough to be around them. That's because those in close proximity to victims become easily targets, right? You ever been around somebody that just constantly blaming everybody about their circumstances, their boss, their upline, the downline, the computer, the job? They're blaming everybody about where they are. And then that kind of, you know, it just stirs up all types of negativity on the inside with you, right? You're standing next to them, you're like, man. And then you start thinking about things to blame and people to point at. And you, yeah, girlfriend, you're right about that. Oh, my goodness, and this and that. And it's like it becomes this whole circle and bubble of nonsense, right? So that's why, you know, Tony Robbins says, love your family, but pick your peer group. Like, I love my family to death, but I know a lot of them I can't spend that much time with because they're definitely going to try to take me down in some way, shape, or form. And you know what? They don't even know it. They're just being themselves, right? They don't know about the toxic mess that they're in, or at least they're not willing to face that toxic mess. So they're constantly blaming everything, every circumstance around them, except blaming themselves for where they are and deciding to make a decision to change. All right. Victim clue number two, justifying, right? If victims aren't blaming, you'll often find them justifying or rationalizing their situation by saying something like, money's not really important. Let me ask you, so T. Harv Eker says, let me ask you this question. If you said that your husband or wife, right, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner or your friend weren't all that important, would any of them be around for the long haul? And he says, I don't think so, and neither would money. So if money isn't that important to you, of course it's never going to be around, right? He says at my live seminars, some participants always come up to me and say, you know, Harv, money's not really that important. And this is funny. I was cracking up when he said this. He said, I look them directly in the eyes and say, you're broke, right? And they usually look down at their feet and meekly repeat with something like, well, you're right. I'm having a few financial challenges. But and then he interrupts and says, no, it's not just right now. It's always. You've always been broke or close to it, yes or yes. At this point, they usually nod their head in agreement and woefully return to their seats, ready to listen and learn, as they finally realize that a disastrous effect this one belief has had on their lives. So they sit around and say, money's not that important. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, well, love is more important than money, right? I've told clients before, well, if love is more important than money, tell that to the people you got to pay for your mortgage to, right? Tell that to the people you got to pay for your car note, right? Try to pay for your car note with a little bit of love and see how that works out for you, right? So justifying. Don't justify the fact that you're broke. Try to do something to change that circumstance. Don't justify the fact that you can't build a business, right? Figure out a way to, you know, make things happen. Don't justify why things are happening to you. Figure out why they're happening and then make some changes. So that's victim clue number two, justifying. Cool. And he says the wealth principle, money is extremely important in the areas in which it works and extremely unimportant in areas in which it doesn't work. So, of course, they say money's not that important. And what does someone once said to me? He said, well, money's not that important, but it ranks right up there with oxygen, right? You need both of them just as much as you need the other. You don't have any money, you're drowning. You know, you don't have any oxygen, you're drowning and you die as well. All right, victim clue number three, complaining. This is the biggest one right here, right? Complaining is the absolute worst possible thing you could do for your health or your wealth. And for those who are new to the call or you just chimed in, I'm reading a few pages from The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and I'm just putting in my two cents and things of that nature. So I'm reading a few tidbits, and then we're going to press forward on the call. So I'm a big believer in the universal law that states what you focus on expands. When you are complaining, what are you focusing on? What's right with your life or what's wrong with your life? You are obviously focusing on what's wrong with it. And since what you focus on expands, you'll keep getting more of what's wrong. So have you ever met someone that constantly complaining about either their job or they're complaining about a certain financial situation? They're complaining about a certain person, right? And they start to give so much focus and energy to this particular topic or subject or person, whatever. They give it so much energy, and guess what happens? That thing grows bigger and bigger and bigger, because wherever focus goes, that's where all the energy is going to flow. So you can't get rid of certain people out of your lives because you're constantly talking and worrying and complaining about them. You can't get any money because you're constantly complaining about how broke you are instead of focusing on the things that you do have. So I encourage everybody on this call this weekend to go into their weekend not complaining, not justifying their circumstances, and not playing the blame game. Understand that you are in control of what happens. You are in control of your tomorrows. You are in control of the next 2 minutes. You are in control of the attitude that you're going to project to somebody else. You're in control of how you're going to respond to somebody else's attitude towards you. Some of you might be on the call and you got those short, refuses, right? Somebody says 2, 3, 4 cents. Instead of you saying, you know what, I'm going to walk away and focus on the positive outlook of the situation, you go right back at them like you got something to prove. Exactly what do you have to prove by having two fools yelling back and forth with each other, blaming each other about the circumstances, and nobody's getting to the bottom of and trying to figure out exactly what a solution is? So I encourage you not to play the blame game, right? Don't blame anybody else. Don't blame nothing else but yourself from your current circumstance, and make a decision today to say, you know what, I'm going to press forward and make some changes, right? Don't be a victim, my friend. Anybody want to chime in? Anybody got any thoughts and stuff? I'm trying to do something different with the call. I'm trying to get some.
Mike, real quick, man, you're so awesome.
JR, what's up?
Man, you got it, man. Hey, I jumped out the office real quick. I just wanted to jump on. I know you're just killing the call, man. And you're so right in reference to complaining. If you're complaining, you're not solving problems. And so what I really wanted to just jump out here real quick before I jump back into the office is what you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. So I know we covered on a call before, you know, people sitting around watching people get results and talking about their results and frustrated because they're not.
Oh, JR. Oh, man. Hello? JR. I don't know what happened. But anyway, if you're still out there, guys, to the tail end of the call, but this is how our calls usually flow. Every day we can switch it up just a little bit, but we're all going in the right direction. We're building the greatest community of entrepreneurs, developing the mindset to win. This whole game of winning and success is all about your mindset, your perspective. There you go, Jay. Are you back?
Hey, my bad. Service out here. So one more time. You know, when was the last time we thought about, oh my gosh, I have 5 new leads. Bring it into existence. Oh my gosh, I got 5 new signups. I got 2 new signups. Or oh my gosh, I'm having a great employee today. Or oh my gosh. Something positive. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about expands. So let's stop thinking negative thoughts, especially it being a Friday. Think of some positive thoughts. Think of creating things that you've never had. Because once again, what you think about, you bring about. When was the last time you thought, oh my gosh, there's a check in my mailbox? When was the last time you thought about it? I guarantee the majority of the individuals who think about anything is, oh my gosh, there's bills in the mailbox. Oh my gosh, there's this, there's that. Think about something else. Change your mind, change your life. So with that being said, I'm going to run back into the office. Mike, you're so freaking awesome. Continue killing each and every one of you guys that keep getting on this call. You guys are awesome. Your mind is shifting. Your mind is changing. And things around you are changing. And that's what the universal law is all about. I love you guys. God bless. Continue moving forward. Continue taking action. And I will talk to you guys later.
Later. Good look, JR. Now, that's my boy, JR. He just came into a great opportunity to have this great position at a new place. So he's been taking care of that during the day. We might start doing 2 calls and stuff like that. We're not just sure just yet. But, guys, yo, go out there and tackle the world, man. You ain't got nothing to complain about. You woke up this morning. You're beautiful. You're more powerful than you could absolutely imagine. Go out there. Stay focused. Get things done. Hold yourself accountable each and every day. I don't care what the neighbors are doing. I don't care what your friends and family is doing. This is all about you. This is about changing your perspective. This is about growing each and every day and growing mentally so that you can get the things that you want out of life, so you can create the life that you're looking forward to having. This is Mike Williams, guys. For updates from me and JR, text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. Whoever invited you to this call today, go back to them and see if they're working on something, working on a plan for financial freedom. If they are, I want you to say, I'm in. I want you to tell them exactly what you – I want you to ask them to tell you exactly what to do, the steps you need to get started to work with them or whatever the case may be. Whatever they're doing, I'm pretty sure they got something. And if they don't have something going on, you go to the person that invited them to the call and you tell them, I want in. Guys, this is Mike Williams. I'll speak with you guys Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't be late. Later.